Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So, as they say in Italian, I gusti son gusti, right?
Taste, or de gustibus.
Yeah, tastes is tastes. You know, tastes are tastes, and everybody has different ones. So, this show comes out of a reaction from one of our listeners to a review that we did of the Pine Ridge Viognier Chenin blend, which we did along with the Ridgeback South African Viognier Chenin blend. And what happened?
A friend came by for dinner and was amused, not upset, I should say, with our review and said, I really like that wine and you didn't like it. Certainly when we review things, we're speaking from our taste and our experience. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about taste. And what I said to my friend was, you know, I've had that wine in the past and I've liked it. I think it's a decent example of what it is. Sometimes it changes from vintage to vintage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not defending my critique of it, and I didn't want to offend his liking of it. I was trying to think about how do we taste and what does this mean when we review wines? I was thinking of a couple of things, and one was that we all have different tastes. We all have things that appeal to us, and so certainly we've talked about this before. My tastes skew old world, so do yours. That doesn't mean that we can't taste objectively and like things based on their own merits. I also think there are degrees of quality in wine, and just like there are in music. I was saying to you earlier, I was listening to Mark Malinowski in the morning, and sometimes he plays Vivaldi, and sometimes he plays someone maybe in the school of Vivaldi, and he'll tell the story about maybe why someone didn't get as famous or wasn't as accomplished. There are quality differences. I think that also accounts for why we like some things more than we like others.
We're human beings, and we are subject to what kind of day we've had. We are subject to what we just had to eat. We are subject to what kind of mood we're in. All of these things play a part. And even the best music critics or wine critics, there's no way that those things can't play some role. Now, the better you are, the more you can detach and say, you know, I'm not feeling particularly well, but I'm going to give this wine a fair shot. And that's our job. It's not an easy one. It's a fun one, but it's not an easy one. And it's not an exact science. When we say something about a wine, those are our feelings about that wine at that particular time.
I'm thinking, too, about how when we are on vacation or on some sort of special occasion and we try a wine and it is utterly fabulous. And then if we can come home from New York or wherever it was we were and get a bottle and open it at home and say, wow, did it really taste like this? I thought it tasted a lot better. That's another circumstance that can really color your taste.
Totally true. And I wonder how many people have sent cases of wine home. Not an easy thing to do in this state, but if we had the ability to ship cases of wine home, I wonder how many people would say, wow, I had this in California. It was so much better. And now it's, you know, well, that's because you were in California and you were on vacation and you were having a good time and you were in love and the trees were blooming and everything was amazing,
yeah.
You know, and this was one more facet to that. When I was learning to fly, one of the things that you learned was you are the pilot and you are responsible for everything. And that's the same when you're tasting wine. You're the pilot. You have to find wine you like, and it doesn't matter who else likes it.
Exactly.
You have to find the wine that you like. For whatever reason, Pine Ridge Chenin Viognier just didn't work for us that night.
That day.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.